All Change by Elizabeth Jane Howard. Read by Penelope Wilton. Forward. The following background is intended for those listeners who are unfamiliar with the Cazalet Chronicles, a series of novels whose first four volumes are The Light Years, Marking Time, Confusion, and Casting Off. Since the summer of 1945, William and Kitty Cazalet, known to their family as the Brig and the Duchy, have lived quietly in the family house Home Place in Sussex. The Brig died in 1946 of bronchial pneumonia, but the Duchy lives there still. She's not alone. She and her husband had four children, an unmarried daughter, Rachel, and three sons. Hugh is a widower, but is no longer mourning his first wife, Sybil, with whom he had three children, Polly, Simon, and Wills. He's recently married Jemima Leaf, who had been working at Cazalet's, the family timber company. Edward has separated from Villy, his wife, and is contemplating marriage to his mistress, Diana, with whom he has two children. Rupert, missing in France during the Second World War, has returned to his wife, Zoe. Clary and Neville, the children of his first marriage, and Juliet, the daughter who was born to him and Zoe in 1940 after his disappearance. The couple have succeeded in rebuilding their marriage after a difficult start. Edward has bought a house for Villy. She lives there unhappily with Roland, her younger son. She has also taken in the old family governess, Miss Millamant. Villy's sister Jessica and her husband have come into money, an inheritance from an aged aunt. Their son Christopher, a pacifist and vegetarian, has become a monk. Edward's daughter Louise hoped to become an actress, but married at 19. She has left her husband, the portrait painter Michael Hadley, abandoning also her small son Sebastian. Her brother, Teddy, married an American woman while he was training with the RAF in Arizona. He brought Bernadine home to England, but she was unable to settle and left him to return to America. Polly and Clary have been living together in London. Polly has been working for an interior decorator and Clary for a literary agent. Through her work, Polly has met Gerald Lyle, Earl of Fakenham, and visited his ancestral home, which needs restoration. Shortage of money had prevented work starting, but Polly has recognised a large number of paintings in the house by J.M.W. Turner, some of which may fund it. She and Gerald are now married. Clary has had an unhappy love affair with the literary agent, but has always been drawn towards writing. Encouraged by Archie Lestrange, a long-standing friend of her father, she has completed her first novel. Throughout her childhood, Archie had an avuncular relationship with Clary, but they have grown closer, so much so that they have fallen in love and it seems they will marry. Rachel lives for others, which her friend, now lover, Margot Sidney, known as Sid, a violin teacher, finds difficult. So difficult, in fact, that she had an affair with another woman. When Rachel discovered the truth, a period of estrangement followed, but they are now happily reconciled. All Change begins 9 years later, in 1956. Part 1. June 1956. Rachel.
Not long now.
Duchy, darling,
I feel quite peaceful.
The Duchy shut her eyes for a moment. Talking, as did everything else, tired her. She paused and then said,
After all, I have exceeded the time allotted to us by Mr. Houseman by 20 years. Loveliest of trees. I could never agree with him about that.
She looked up at her daughter's anguished face, so pale, with smudges of violet under her eyes from not sleeping, her mouth pinched with the effort of not weeping, and with enormous difficulty